Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. Steve will be joining us from the Sunbury Motors Studio shortly. Today's program, sponsored by not only Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and on the strip, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf with the Kia dealership. And as I said, Steve in the Sunbury Motors Studio here in just a few moments. But we're also sponsored today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Make sure you stop by. The beverage supermarket gets stocked up for the weekend. Lots of college basketball coming up this weekend. We'll have the peanuts, the olives, and the pickles ready to go for you, as well as some of your favorite beverages, too. That's coming up, or actually available in Reagan Street, Sunbury, at the beverage supermarket. And that, of course, is Brewer's Outlet. Hilshire's General Store Hotline is open today at 800-795-9565, giving you an opportunity to talk today about legendary coach Phil Lockoff, who passed away last evening, a member of the WKOK broadcast team for wrestling as well with Steve Williams, and, of course, a longtime coach at Shikellamy. And, you know, in the last couple of days, we've talked an awful lot about the TMZ side of things, the TMZ side of sports lately. You know, that's what Steve likes to call it, the TMZ side of sports. But with everything going on, you know, I mentioned a couple of days ago that it's really hard to kind of get behind somebody again, you know, kind of get behind somebody and look up to them. And you know, I always use the term idol as very, very loosely, because, you know, sports people are not necessarily idols or heroes. But you know what? There is one man that I think a lot of wrestlers and a lot of students at the Shikellamy School District especially did look up to, and rightly so, and that's Phil Lockoff. Phil, a very successful wrestling coach with a record of 348, 74, and 6. 348, 74, and 6 in dual meets. That is just an amazing record, and one of the many reasons why in 1998 he was added to the Pennsylvania Wrestling Hall of Fame. Listen to some of the numbers, just the numbers in Phil's career that goes back to about 1974. 10 individual state champions, 3 AAA state titles, including back-to-back titles in 94 and 95, 6 AAA Northeast Region Championships, 16 District 4 AAA team championships. Those are just some of the numbers along the way, and actually helped build a national champion as well for Wisconsin in Jeff Walter, who, by the way, we will hear from a little bit later on here today. Dave Ritchie joins us as well here in the Sunbury Motor Studio East, along with Brett Michaels, Justin Michaels, and Steve Williams. And, of course, Steve Jones will be joining us as well, and hopefully getting your thoughts as well. There's many ways you can reach us today. You can go at our Twitter page and just tweet at Steve Jones PSU. You can also reach us on Facebook, and that's at the Steve Jones Show Facebook page. And email as well. That's the easy way to do it as well. SteveJones@WKOK.com. Again, remembering the late Phil Lockoff, who had 10 state champions en route to an amazing, amazing coaching career, who we lost earlier in the evening yesterday. One of the things I wanted to share with you is, well, probably his best friend and a good friend of mine as well. We've been doing football together for many years, and Dick Hort was not in the area. He's in Florida, actually, right now. And I had a chance to catch up with him earlier today. And we talked a little bit about his friend and about, you know, just his thoughts on the whole career, not only of the wrestling coach, Phil Lockoff, but also of the person. But one of the things that I always stood out to me was the fact that Phil could always be found at Shikellamy football games and basketball games, and as well as wrestling matches. And coach, why was he at so many different things? I mean, a lot of times coaches will only go to their sport, but he was often in the booth with us sometimes for football.
Well, he loved the school. You know, Phil was loyal to a fault about his everything in his life. the wrestling program. He came to Shakelumi, you know, as a football coach, well, as a wrestling coach, too. Larry Sinibaldi brought him in to handle the junior high program. But he was a football coach for at least 10 years. And, you know, he loved the school. He loved the tradition. You know, he helped build the tradition, and especially in the wrestling program. And he was a likable guy. You couldn't help but like Phil. He was a great person. And, you know, I could have gone downtown and robbed a bank and got caught cold-handed, and Phil would have defended me. That's just the kind of person he was. He was also my best friend. We did most everything together. We all did the same hunting camp. Went west every year fishing. Had great times.
Coach, what made him such a successful wrestling coach and such a popular guy?
Well, he was rational. He never lost his head. You know, he got kids to wrestle and beyond their ability, you know, and not just once every night. You know, he made you believe that that you were better, and it didn't matter what kind of competition you were up against, you were going to beat them because you were Shakelumi, and our program is better than everybody else's. And the kids believed it. They bought in. You talk to a lot of these kids today, and they still talk about, you know, how they took on the best, and they wrestled the best, and they beat the best, and they did. And, you know, that was because of him. He just demanded it, and he could get those kids to wrestle above their abilities.
Coach Dick Hort joining us here on the Steve Jones Show, talking about his best friend, Phil Lockoff, the late Shakelumi wrestling coach who died last night. Coach, Phil's biggest achievement, you know, besides having a 348-74-6 record overall, had to be entering the Pennsylvania Wrestling Hall of Fame. Would you agree that was his biggest, or at least what Phil would think was his biggest achievement?
Russ Alk, of course, was a legendary, was hit one of his coaches in high school, and then was the legendary wrestling coach at Bloomsburg University. And Phil wrestled there for Russ Alk. And he, to be put in the same place as his hero, who was Russ Alk, was the ultimate in his life as far as I think he was concerned. He wouldn't have ever said that, but I knew that. He was right up there with the best.
Coach Dick Hort joining us here on the Steve Jones Show from Florida. Coach, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Also on the Hilshers General Store hotline with us, Jeff Walters. Jeff Walter, state champ for Phil as well as a national champ for Wisconsin. And, you know, I know Coach Lockoff had a big part to do with your success in college as well. But, you know, the word mentor gets thrown around a lot. And, you know, is that a fitting way to describe Coach Lockoff as far as you're concerned?
He was just always so supportive, no matter what the situation was. I mean, you have a lot of people that'll be your friend when things are going well. But he was just always there no matter what. So when I faced adversity, both in my athletic career, even in my personal life at times, he was just always supportive and positive, put his arm around me. So that's one thing I always remember about him.
Jeff, what are some of the things that you remember the most about Phil's coaching style? You know, the things that made him such a popular coach, not only with the kids that wrestled for him, but also his peers and you know, some of his rivals along the way, too.
Oh, I can remember we'd have some situations and matches. Well, I can remember one example where one of our wrestlers was slammed. It was an illegal slam, an illegal maneuver on the part of the other team, and our wrestler couldn't continue, and he wouldn't take the team points that we would have got from that situation. He just always wanted to win things the fair way. I don't know why, but another thing I always remember about him that I always look forward to is before your match, he would put his arms around you and crack your back. And I always look forward to that, too. I don't know. It's like a bonding moment. So that's some of the things I remember about him.
That's one of the things we're going to be doing a lot of, Jeff, is a lot of those memories. Thanks so much for taking some time. Again, two-time state champ Jeff Walter, also a national champ for Wisconsin a few years later in his collegiate career. 10 state champions along the way, 3 AAA titles, including back-to-back titles in 84 and 85. Joining us in studio a little bit late, in just a few minutes actually, will be Dave Ritchie, Brett Michaels, former coach and wrestler for the Shikellamy Braves under Phil, and also Justin Michaels and Steve Williams, his broadcast partner, and also spent some time, still referred to him as coach on the air all the time because that's just the way he remembered him. We'll talk with those guys coming up here on the Steve Jones Show.
Yes, I mean, it's a sad day, but a day of celebration, and we'll talk about this till 4 o'clock. Then the next hour, we're going to shift gears and turn to a couple of other things in the sports news of the day, but this hour is dedicated to Phil. Certainly one of the nicest, more wonderful individuals I've ever had the pleasure of spending time with. Didn't know him as well as the rest of you, but the time I spent with him at those evenings that we had out at Susquehanna Valley Country Club and at the Edison Hotel, always took the time to talk to me, usually for sometimes as long as a half an hour. I would sit down and talk to him. Intelligent, thoughtful, and somebody that when you talked to him, you kind of walked away and you felt pretty privileged that you had a chance to talk with him.
There were three matches, I think, that I've actually worked with Phil because Steve Williams was unavailable. And the first one was a match, I think, in Hanover several years ago. And I said, you know, I've watched wrestling a little bit. I've done some mat side stuff, feature type things, but I've never done play-by-play for it, Coach. You're going to have to help me out along the way. He goes, don't worry, I got you covered. So he starts writing down holds and moves on a piece of paper. And I said, you know, you're going to have to fill in the gaps a little bit. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to keep it general. He goes, don't worry about it. He'd go up and point the hold as it came up, and I would be able to say it on the air. So he actually made me a little bit better that time around. And a couple of years later, we did another game, another match together, and it was an all-star match. And we had a moment where, you know, I had started to learn a little bit more because of my son wrestling, but I'd seen a lot of elementary wrestling, where they're a little more liberal with the scoring. And I gave the two-point takedown before the official did, and Phil goes, hold on, we're not that liberal here at this level. He said, just wait it out. All right, now he's got the two.
Yeah. So, I can't imagine you jumping the gun.
I know, hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, that's what the good ones do. The good ones help you out and do whatever they can because they don't have any ego themselves. And Phil had no ego. And, you know, and Dave Ritchie will be along and Michaels will be along, and we'll hear from them and get a better perspective from them than you can get from me on this particular topic. But, you know, the times I was around him, he was great to be around, and his record speaks for itself. The state champions, what, a dozen of them in his career, three state championships in his career, you know, and then to give us that knowledge on the air. You could tell when you, you know, hear what Dick Hort had to say, what Dave Ritchie had to say. You know, I mean, you could just tell that when someone is revered, he was revered. So, 75 years old. It's too young. Lost my mother last month at the age of 76, so I know how young that is. Very, very young. Today's show is being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And also, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilscher's General Store hotline is open. For anybody who'd like to call in and talk about Phil, you can at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And also, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilscher's General Store hotline. Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. Go to www.hilscherstore.com.
Got a crowded studio here today to remember Coach Lockoff, Steve. Dave Ritchie joining us, Justin Michaels, Brett Michaels, and Steve Williams all in studio with me here in the, I like to call it the Sunbury Motor Studio East.
Well, let her rip.
Chief, I'm going to start with you because, you know, you and I talked earlier today. You know, if there's a few people that know Phil better than you, I think probably Dick Hort would be about the only one, because you've known him not only as a student but also as a teacher and as a friend.
Yeah, I've met Phil when I was 15 years old. He came from Lion Mountain High School, where he had coached for the legendary Clyde Miller. A lot of people remember Clyde Miller as Glenn Wrestlers, the former Penn State All-American Baltimore Colts player. And he came as our trainer. So I've known Phil since I was a sophomore, junior in high school. And Larry Sinibaldi had come to Shikellamy, and he revitalized the program. And Phil became his assistant and was a big part in putting Shikellamy on the map. And of course, the school benefited from their knowledge for years. And Phil also was a teacher of social studies, and he loved history. And he loved history. He always used to bring up some facts or some interesting things when we were either out fishing out west, or you know, just up at his cabin, or at the fire company. I mean, it was just one of those things that Phil was very knowledgeable there. But I think the one thing that I always enjoyed about Coach Lockoff was the fact that I got to spend time with him in my adult life as a fellow teacher. I think I told you earlier that, you know, sometimes people come into your life, and Dick Hort's another one that came into my life, and Dick Purnell, who was my football coach. I put all three of those guys as people that that were mentors to me. They were my coaches, but they were just good friends to be around. So many things have been said about those three, but, you know, now Phil, all right, is probably, I told you before, you never had a bad time with Phil. He was always upbeat. I love Jeff Walter's comment about, you know, it would be like the old Bill Tolan comments in the sports paper. If Shikellamy Braves were playing the Green Bay Packers, he'd pick the Braves to win. And that's how Phil was, and he believed that about all of our sports programs. Just very encouraging. I just kind of a shock. I just can't imagine him not being around. I told you before that God puts people in our lives, and sometimes we don't appreciate them and we don't feel blessed. But Phil was one of those that certainly has made my life a lot better. And he also, you know, you talk about father figures. You know, you could bounce some information off of him, ask him advice, and, you know, if you wanted to use it, you did. And he was just a great person to be around.
Brett, you were a coach for Shikellamy then. Now you're at Lycoming coaching wrestling. Not only as a wrestler, but now as you're a coach, what did you learn from Phil? What's Phil's legacy for you, and what are some of the things you do in your coaching style that you learn from Phil?
I'll tell you, Kevin, there's so much to say. We could go on and on, and just sit here, and it's really reflective today. You just reflect about your experiences, you know, you had obviously with Coach, in addition to lessons you've learned. And I think, you know, one of the greatest elements I think I took from him, you know, and I give him a lot of credit in terms of making me the person, you know, whatever teacher, coach that I've been fortunate enough to become, is that he never said anything negative about anyone. I mean, even competitors. I mean, and we had, you know, there were some questionable individuals, you know, at times in every endeavor, including coaching and some of the things, and, you know, maybe some coaches aren't as well liked, and you could never get him to say or never get him to share negative emotions about anything. And I took that, and that always hit home with me. It was something, you know, the guy lived life to the fullest. I think secondly, never get too up with the highs, so to speak, and too down with the lows. You know, try and keep a somewhat of an equilibrium. When it feels like the sky is falling, a lot of times, you know, again, you can turn to coach and you see, you know, as a calming influence. And again, a lot of times when you have success, you know, he'd be the first one to walk into the locker room and scream, you know, how sweet it is. That was his saying. So, you know, from that perspective, I think he taught me that each kid as an individual is something that needs to be valued, and you deal with each individual differently. And I mean, there are just countless stories. We've been sitting here talking about it, but I think in 16 years of coaching at this point at very different levels, I can't tell you how many times, and you don't realize this until you sit back in a time of reflection such as this, and you realize how many times you ask yourself, when you're in a difficult situation, what would Coach do? And I mean, I literally have, you know, asked myself that on dozens of occasions. And I mean, that was obviously, I mean, even to this day now, when I write up practice plans or I'm doing something, you know, you make a decision in life, even if it doesn't deal with the sport specifically. Just, you know, had a lot of opportunities just to, you know, he always smiled. He lived life to the fullest. Several years ago, he gave me his tie, and I still carry that with me in my coaching bag, and I have ever since that day. And it was Friday afternoon at regionals when he had given that to me after we had had a bad run or two there, two consecutive years in that venue. And, you know, it was something that you know, I cherished and I still carry with me on a daily basis. It's, you know, it's kind of like Mr. Ritchie said, you know, you, when people reflect and they look back and an individual says, you know, what has someone brought to you, or, you know, the, you judge a life by the legacy that's left behind. And I've said this since this morning, I'm just numb because I can't think of another person with whom I've had any contact in my life who's passed at this point, you know, outside of relatives, who has had the impact on me that this individual has. You know, Coach is just, it's, he's left a legacy, you know, and it's something that, you know, it just, more than anything, it just makes you, you know, it just, it motivates you, and it just, you look at him, you know, and when times were tough, we'd had some injuries, whatever, you know, this and that, and you turn and you see these guys, you know, you see him sitting there, and he and Steve would come into the locker room before weigh-ins or whatever, and it just kind of gave you the kick, you know, the extra kick to go out and just, you know, do anything you could and put your heart and soul into the program, and because that's what he would have wanted, and that's what, you know, what he would have done. So,
Justin, let me pose this question to you, because you and I have talked about this many times. You know, you're involved. You were involved with the Shikellamy program for a lot of different ways. And one of the things that I talked about was all the times that you'd open up a gym or open up an area to practice. Is that something you got from Coach Lockoff? Is that kind of mentality? Is that kind of idea something that you got from Phil?
Most definitely. I think that's why, you know, where I am today is because of Phil. I think the participation in Shikellamy sports. I don't live in the school district anymore, and come back. It's just you do it for Phil. He built that family tradition, and it's that atmosphere that he created, and you just want to be a part and keep that legacy rolling. You know, Coach Supsik and I had the opportunity to reflect today. We talked about it. It's just everywhere we travel, the question is out of everybody's mouth is when you travel away is, how's Phil Lockoff? How's Phil Lockoff? And, you know, that's your opponents, and they're asking. It's just the wrestling family, and but it just shows the first, you know, it just shows Phil's character, the tradition that he built at Shikellamy as a first-class family atmosphere at Shikellamy. He had the utmost respect for every team, no matter the win or loss record. He respected them, put them up on a pedestal. And it just, I think, speaking for myself, but many others, I think, you know, we're all here today. You look at our coaching staff from our high school staff through our junior high and our elementary staff, and we're all products of Phil Lockoff, and I think we want to keep that tradition going. And it's—I know for me, he left a lasting impression on me. The family atmosphere they created—I never won a state title, but he treated me like I did as a youth. You know, I participated in several other sports, but my goal always was to put that Shikellamy single on and step out in that mat for Phil Lockoff. And I had 4 years to do it, and. You know, I gave up other sports to do that, and just to this day, he's, you know, no matter what I did besides wrestling through my college days, he was, you know, family to so many of us. You know, he was there at my wedding. I got married in the state of New Jersey, 3.5-4 hours away. Phil was there. I made the trip, him and Liz, and he wouldn't do it just for me. He did it for many others. You know, the day before my wedding, I got married on a Saturday, and he came Friday, so he was there for after rehearsal, and when I went to bed the night before my wedding, Phil was the last person to leave my room. And, you know, when I got in business ventures in the Northumberland area, he was just so proud. And he was the first person to be there when we completed construction. He wanted to see the operation and know all about the operation. And to this day, he continuously always asked about, you know, business, you know, my family, how my kids were. And he was just so proud of every one of his wrestlers and their accomplishments beyond the mat. And, you know, that was the atmosphere he created. You know, last week I remember we were out to Schmoke and just sitting there talking. He was asking me about my kids and, you know, how they were doing health wise and participating in sports. But then we were back and forth. He was just so excited because he just came back from a trip visiting his grandson down in the Philadelphia area, and he was so proud that he started to wrestle. And Phil had the opportunity to go in and watch a practice, and I got a chance to see him win two matches. And you know, he was coaching him up, and he was telling me how he was critiquing him, and it was just an enjoyment. He never stopped coaching the game of life, not only just on the wrestling mat, but a game of life, always inspiring you to do and to do for others, and just a great man.
Thank Justin Michaels. Justin, thanks again for taking a few minutes here. And I know it's a very difficult day for a lot of us, but an opportunity to remember Coach Phil Lockoff. Steve Williams joining us as well. We'll have Steve here in just a minute, but I do want to get an opportunity to bring in 1974 state champ at 145 in his senior year, Ben McCollum. Ben, what was it that Coach Lockoff brought to the Shikellamy program?
Oh, just his work ethics, you know. I mean, when Phil took practice over, we all worked hard for him. And he was a big motivator, and you'll hear that from a lot of people you talk to. You know, it's he might not have known every move, but he was right on the mat with you every second of the day when you were working out.
You know, when you look at that state championship, year, what stands out the most with you, the most for you? What was it, the final match, or was there something along the way that just kind of spurred it on for you?
I was thinking about that today, and you look at all the pictures, past pictures, but to see Larry and Phil, you know, when you jump into their arms, and they were as happy as I was that day, you know?
Yeah, it's a great moment, and you'll forever be bonded together that way. What's some of the things that you've taken along with you in now your professional life from some of the things that maybe Coach Lockoff brought to the wrestling program and brought to you as a wrestler?
It was like, it's still, what the Michaels boys just said, you're going to hear the same thing over and over again. It was like, Phil was a family man, so he was a family to us. You know, I know all his kids. I know his granddaughter, Tracy, and it's just going to be the same thing over and over again. Phil was just such a great person, you know. He was there for you for wrestling or asked how you were doing. He was just a great guy to talk to.
Ben, thanks again for taking time to call in and check in with us. We appreciate it.
Yes, and my condolences to everybody out there. He touched a lot of lives.
Ben McCollum, the 1974 state champ, first one for Coach Lockoff at 145 pounds. Well, I mentioned it earlier, Steve Williams spent a lot of time with Coach Lockoff, both as a coach and then right after he retired in 1998 and went into the Pennsylvania Wrestling Hall of Fame, you decided that maybe he needs to come to the mat side instead of on the chair, but behind the microphone and under the headset, as it were, and become a part of the broadcast here at WKOK. But it was not an instantaneous thing. It was not a 1998, okay, next season I'm going to be here with you.
No, it wasn't. He would come to the matches, and he would actually sit up in the upper portion of the grandstands and watch. And, you know, I asked him, I bugged him for a while to come on and work with me. And he just always said, look, he says, I had many years with this program. It's time for somebody else to take it over. And he says, I don't want them to think that they, you know, that I'm always looking over their shoulder. When he retired and Robbie Johnson took over for him, he says, this is kind of like following the Who. And Phil knew that, and he didn't want them to feel that way. So he chose to actually not do that for a while. But living up the street from me, I was an easy ride to the matches for him. So he started hanging out and finally agreed to put on the headset. I actually would take an extra headset along, you know, just in case, and he finally did it. So you know, he was always a little nervous that he wasn't gonna, you know, that he wasn't gonna do all right. And you know, Phil could use some salty language sometimes, and he was afraid that you know, he would let it slip, but you know, he always did great.
You know, I've heard this from many people, and Dave, you can chime in with this too, because I know you and I have talked about it. When you talk about, Steve talked about the fact that, you know, Phil would make comments, and Phil was Phil. That's the way a lot of people would say it. Well, Phil's Phil. You know, that's just the way he is.
Yeah, you know what, Kevin? I was just sitting here and thinking, if I could hear one more time come out of his mouth, it's going to be a real dandy brook. Or if I could hear him say it's the senior's final debut, or if I could say he lost all the fluxation in his fingers, I would give $1 million for that right now. It just was, you know, Justin and Brett and Steve, and I know Benny knows this, that he just, there was something special about him. And he was a great personality. He was an icon to Shikellamy Wrestling. And listening to him after the games with Dwayne Lemley for the reports after the matches, or when he worked with Steve, it was entertainment, all right? And he probably didn't know it was entertainment, but it was.
Oh, he knew it was entertainment. Oh, yes, he did. Because he would make a comment, and I would say something to him, or Steve would say something to him later, and he goes, yeah, I know, they're going to get me at the number ones for that one. Yeah. But Steve, people would actually, you know, Steve Jones and I have talked about this. You know, sometimes, you know, nobody sticks around as long for the post-game shows, but that wasn't the case when Phil had his moment to talk, whether it was a coach or as a broadcaster. People would actually tune in and race out to their cars so they could hear the post-game comments with Phil.
Yeah.
No. As a coach. You don't understand. Okay? I don't stick around to listen to Shannon Sharp.
That's true.
I don't stick around and listen to Phil. There's a big difference between
good
Shannon
point.
Sharp and Phil on the Wunderlich scale.
Good point.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, as a coach, you know, he quickly set the tone of how he wanted those interviews to go. He wanted to talk about each and every kid. He wanted to talk about, you know, each match. We didn't skip over any of them. We didn't talk about, you know, somebody that may have had a great win or somebody that did something that they shouldn't have done and maybe lost the match for the team. He wanted to talk about each and every one of those matches, and, you know, that's what all the other coaches have done since then. I mean, they all emulate that style that he brought years ago.
And he would go down detail by detail. I mean, he'd tell you takedown by takedown what happened in the match.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he could, you know, 30 years later, he could still do it.
And that was the other thing I was going to say. And he'll tell you about a match 30 years later, yeah. Too. That's one of the great things. Well, you know,
I did want to add something.
No, go ahead.
You know, to some of the things that Dave was saying, some of the coach malprops. It was always interesting with some of the names that we had with the kids, and he didn't always use the same name throughout the whole match, but, you know, people forgave him because he was the coach.
Actually, neither do I, so I always felt comfortable then when Steve did that.
The other night, you know, he was at the match, and, you know, he's been in failing health, and, you know, he was having some trouble, and he says, you know, Steve, I just don't have any stamina anymore.
Well, you know, a few years ago, Mark Lawrence did a WKOK roundtable on, well, we called it in-house the Legendary Coaches Roundtable, because that's kind of what it was with the coaches that we had in-house that day. But Phil took some time to explain, you know, why he felt it was easy for him to coach wrestlers to championships.
Staff. It was a stable staff. You know, year in, year out, you had the same coaches and working on the same page. So it's been a good ride, but it was time to get off of it in 98.
And he also concluded with Mark Lawrence's one final question.
Coach Lockoff, some additional thoughts today?
I just think that keep the sportsmanship in mind, keep it the fact that it's a game. We'd like to think as coaches it's a way of life, but these kids have other things to do also, so we have to keep things in their perspective. And so the parents have to do that, and the fans have to remember it's just a game.
And that is what I'll remember from Phil.
Well, and he's absolutely right, because I think what's happened, not all of us, but one of the themes of this show has been for the past year, what's it been? Losing perspective. Going a little bit overboard. It's one of the things I do when I teach my class, for example. You know, the class is supposed to be 3 hours. I'll keep them two because they have projects to. And I said, the hour's now yours. You can do what you want. Because I don't want to infringe on other things they have in their life. And I think we've done too much. I don't know how you guys feel about this. We've told kids too early at an age to zero in on one thing. Let them live. Phil felt that way.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a great observation. That's Phil to a T. You know, he realized that there were other things in life, and you know, he liked to win as much as anybody. And I'll tell you what, right up until the end, I can tell you he was a very tough competitor in just about anything. He always wanted to win, but you know, he took the losses in stride too.
Yeah, you know, along the lines of being a tough competitor, Phil was probably one of the most physically and mentally tough individuals, and yet was so caring about everything. He would many times, you know, just push himself, whether he was not feeling well or not. Or I know with his illness in the past year that there were many times that he probably could not have, shouldn't have been doing what he was doing, but he had that the mentality that I have to go. I know a lot of times people would say something to him, and he would say, "Don't you worry about old Lockie." All right, and he just kept going. And I think that's inspiration, and I know Justin and Brett both wrestled for him, and they had to see that in the wrestling room too.
Oh, incredible, yeah. I can remember, you know, again, with my brother Justin obviously being close in age proximity, we competed together, and I can still remember there being, you know, before the days of, you know, liability with cancellations and two-hour delays and so on, where days where Phil would bring his truck and he would, you know, click in the manual four-wheel drive hubs, and he would come out up over our hill, and he'd pick up me, and he'd pick up my brother, and he'd take us in the workout, it's just the way it was done. I mean, you just, you know, again, everything that he instituted had a purpose, and I think that's something I'll take with me, and you know, this is just surreal. It really is just really surreal right now.
You know, one of the things when you talk about, I guess, in the show must go on, you know, I've been lucky enough in the last several years to spend a lot of time not just at wrestling matches, but traveling with him, hanging out, having a good time. As I said, Phil always had a good time, and you always had a good time around him. Well, you know, his birthday is in early March, and it's usually surrounding the regional and state tournaments, so it went from a birthday to a birth week. Everybody looked forward to celebrating Phil's birthday with him, but I can remember, you know, many years at the regional wrestling tournament, he would be down, and they had a dance club, and he loved to dance, absolutely loved to dance, and he would be the last guy out there. I mean, they'd have to turn the lights on and throw him out and send him back to his room, and he was still up at 5:30 the next morning to get the kids ready to go in for weigh-ins. He was, you know, that was it. That's what he did, and just because he was out dancing and having a good time, that wasn't going to stop him.
I love that. I think that's great. And you know what? You end up with three state champions and 12 individual champions. Not bad. We'll come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Let me guess, Cat Scratch Fever was Phil's favorite song?
No. I should have played The Who, though. That would have been clever.
Yeah.
That would have been clever.
All right. Dave in Sunbury has been waiting a long time. Dave, got about 60 seconds.
Okay, Steve, firstly, my personal condolences to Liz and his family.
Very much so, yes.
You know, well, if I can do this in 60 seconds, to give it to you, Steve, quick-like. I used to put the chart of the bus trips down to Lake Easton and places like that. And the one winter, we had a blinding snowstorm that was canceled on a Friday night into Saturday. I already had three buses booked, so I had to return all the money. And then in the middle of the week, about a Tuesday, I got two buses together to go down for Easton. That's what the coaches, staffs of other schools thought of him.
Oh, boy. Dave, thank you. Appreciate your comments. Let's go around. One more comment from each one. We're going to bring in Dan Bonner to talk about basketball at 4:06. Then Jeff Byers on Penn State Wrestling at 4:35. By the way, next week, Greg Cosell from NFL Network and NFL Films to analyze the Super Bowl for us next week. He's lined up and set to go for that, among other guests. One more comment. We start with you, Dave Ritchie.
Well, I would say that I've been blessed, and again, condolences to Liz and the girls. And I think we were just talking here. They did definitely break the mold with Coach Lockoff, and I got to spend time with him. His room was right next to mine for almost 20 years, and I was around him a lot, fishing out in Montana. And you know, it's almost like he was my dad. And it's tough when you lose a father for the second time. So,
I know
great man.
I know that feeling, and I think everyone knows what I'm talking about there.
Brett got about 30 seconds.
Same thing. I'd like to share condolences with his family and everybody who's close to him. The contacts even today, you know, people calling me from across the state just to, you know, check in and, you know, just to share their feelings. I just said to these guys during the break, you know, my goal, I mean, I can't even imagine if you reflect, if I could end up being half the man that he was in so many respects. When we beat Spring Grove, you know, after taking some heat there because everybody wanted, you know, back into the top 10. And when we beat Spring Grove to get back to the top 8 in the state tournament that year, I remember looking over at him and just, you know, pumping his fist. And it just, I mean, he just felt like there was vindication there, you know.
Justin got 15 seconds because Brett took too long. No, just kidding.
Now, condolences to Liz and the rest of the family. You know, I'm just lucky enough to be blessed to wrestle for Phil. You know, he left a lasting impression on so many of us, and nothing but, you know, positive thoughts. So we'll continue on, Shikellamy Wrestling.
Steve, tomorrow's match not going to be quite the same.
No. My final thoughts are: help wanted radio broadcaster must have a world of experience. Love you, buddy.
It's going to be tough.
To Liz and the family, our deepest, sincerest condolences. The Valley has lost a great man. We have lost a great friend. We have all been richer for having him in our lives.